The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
It's been 2 years now since the murders in Moscow, Idaho, of four college students. Murder that has captivated the country's attention, I think, almost more than any case that we've been following in the last 2 years. And still to this day, it does. And we're still a year out, literally, from the trial, likely finding its conclusion of Brian Koberger. Joining me to discuss this 2 years in, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Here we sit. The defense has made some ground and really made some waves in the last 2 years in this, getting the trial moved now to Boise. It still has not really come forward with anything remotely exonerating on Brian Koberger, other than, again, he likes to go for drives at night and look at the stars. What's your thoughts? Here we are sitting 2 years in and still a year before we get to trial.
You know, this is going to be a saga, and these things just last a long time. We've got a quadruple homicide case. We've got kind of a sleepy little college town in which it happened that was turned upside down. And now we have this change of venue, which is a significant win for the defense, I think. And so they're making progress, but are we just sort of staving off the inevitable unless defense has some like bombshell exonerating evidence that we just all haven't heard yet?
Why? Let me ask you this. That's a big question. Everybody wants to know what's going on behind the curtains of legality here. Like in your world, what is happening right now? Why is this going to take until next year? Is it because there's just so many cases in front of this that are backed up? Is it because there's still, I mean, I know they're going to continue to investigate this till the very last minute, but I mean, at some point it feels like you've investigated all you can investigate with what exists.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, a single murder case can take years. We've got a quadruple murder case. On top of that, I understand that the local authorities there received, like, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of tips. And not only does the prosecution have to go through those, but the defense has to go through those because they've got to see, hey, is there something exonerating here? Is there an alternative suspect who might be implicated? So that whole thing is going to take a long time. Then you add the death penalty on top of it. It's just like the most serious case there is. And so it's just going to take a long, long ass time.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to hit August, honestly, on this one? Or, I mean, and it keeps getting pushed, not to say it couldn't continue to be pushed. But is it too optimistic to think of August being the trial date?
No, I think we're getting to the point of culmination. I think we're going in that direction. And one thing I'm kind of looking to see, so a lot of times when the prosecution puts the death penalty on the table, that of course gives them insane leverage. And sometimes it induces defense to take a plea whereby they say, hey, if you decide not to kill me, I'll agree to be in prison for the rest of my life. And so I'm wondering if those if there are negotiations that we just don't know about that could be taking place as well that are accounting for sort of all of this time invested into this case.
Yeah, I mean, that would be very interesting if leading up to this in this next year, suddenly he's guilty, he pleads it, and it's done. I don't know. Do you think Koberger is capable of that? I mean, he seems to, you know, be pretty determined in whatever he does. That's a really weird way of putting it, but he's kind of got that obsessive, narrow-minded way of thinking from everything we understand about him. I don't know.
Yeah, he is. He does appear to be like a headstrong individual, although perhaps extremely confused and disturbed. But yeah. But you know, he was pursuing a PhD in criminology. He's a person who's capable. He's intellectually capable, and I think that you know, he'd be the type to fight it out. He doesn't seem like a person who's just going to roll over and, like, you know, go along with whatever and accept a plea to prison. But no one wants to be executed by firing squad. And so maybe that's going through his mind too.
I would wonder, I mean, or is this all part of his thing of going along for the ride and hoping he gets exonerated or found not guilty, and then he can continue his career in criminal justice and have such an inside look at how everything works from the criminal side to the
maybe you can have him on your show later, Tony, if that happens.
Wouldn't that be lovely? Hey, Bri, how you doing? He'll start a podcast and it'll be wonderful. Yeah, I mean, it's such a, obviously the families, they want closure, they want justice, and they have to be, you know, drugged through this, but it is simply how our system works. If there is to be, I mean, let's say, you know, through these thousands and thousands of tips, someone does come across an alternative suspect. Is that something we would hear about out here in the public world before this actual trial, or would that be introduced kind of like last minute as the trial starts?
It depends largely on trial strategy and defense strategy. So, like, me personally, I am usually not inclined to share my investigation with the prosecution, even if it's really strong and helpful, because I don't trust that they're going to do the right thing. I think what they're going to do is receive the information and then try to sort of cover their bases, cross I's or dot I's, cross T's, and undercut my super strong investigation. So there's a chance that Koberger, if he does have something, is going to hold it close to the vest and wait until the right time up closer to trial to disclose it, so the prosecution is unprepared to address it.
Yeah, I think that's probably, that makes the most sense, considering we can see how some of these other things work when you throw it out there early and go, hey, look at this. This is pretty exonerating request. And the judge can go, yeah, we're not going to talk about that. You know, Gull, for example, over in Delphi.
Yeah,
it's a possibility. And so I get why you would want to keep that close to the chest, no matter how golden that ticket may be. You want to make sure it's getting punched by the right person at the right time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I never thought I'd make a Willy Wonka reference in the Brian Koberger case, but there you go.
I know. I didn't realize the case was so whimsical, but I guess in this way.
2 years in, hopefully, by this time next year, we are getting an answer and the families can, I don't use the word closure, because obviously you don't get that when you lose your kids, but they can find some space to move forward. next year.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.